Welcome to another edition of Giants Online here on Giants.com. On Sunday, the Giants traveled to Atlanta to take on the Falcons. Big Blue coming off a big victory against the New Orleans Saints. Joining me, as always, the Senior Vice President of Communications, Pat Hanlon. Happy Hanukkah. How are you?
Thank you very much. Doing fine.
Feel a lot better.
And happy Hanukkah
Sunday
to you, too. I hope that our security staff, our crack security staff, frisked today's panelists because these guys are the king of the props.
That's right. And we'll start with Fooch, who does not have any penalty flags this week.
No flags this week?
No green penalty flags this week. That's good.
It was yellow, buddy. The real New York Giants, will they stand up, Bobby? Because I'm not sure who are the real New York Giants. However, no more David Wilson questions from our panelists.
Yeah, from the Twitter questions. That's right. We will be taking your questions via Twitter later on in the show. David Wilson questions for the first time in 14 weeks.
I'm excited.
Steve Serby from the New York Post makes his appearance.
Is that an inside joke? I don't get that.
Yeah.
You don't watch.
It's not that big a deal.
Doesn't Fooch, he didn't do makeup? Doesn't
no.
he get makeup?
He did Isn't not. He
no, but your stylist didn't tell you about what works on TV. Go ahead.
Did I overdress? I overdressed.
No, that design is making me dizzy, but go ahead.
Sorry, he doesn't have
I didn't mean to interrupt
he
you.
He doesn't have the maroon half-leather Michael Jackson
Wait a minute.
Jacket
Those anymore. Are his props. Wait a minute.
Wow, are you going to just
speed
take,
up on me. No problem.
This is good.
Are you a buyer in this team?
The Giants or the Falcons?
No, the Giants.
I am a seller on the Falcons, and I am a buyer on the Giants. Yes, this is their time of year. The Falcons are paper tigers, and this is the perfect time for the Giants to play the Falcons. Ask me why.
Go ahead.
Why?
Number one, the Falcons' confidence has been shattered by the Panthers. Greg Hardy, the Panthers, talked trash and backed it up. The Falcons couldn't even prevent him from backing it up.
He talked some trash, and actually Matt Bryant, of all people, was...
That's what that was about.
No, but here's the big deal. The Falcons have clinched the NFC South.
Did I ruin your punchline, by the way?
You probably did.
There was no, trust me, there was no punchline.
No, thank God this is a rehearsal anyway. But the Falcons have clinched the NFC South.
But not the division.
They have a game and a half lead over the Niners for the number one seed.
That's right.
The Giants are the more desperate team. This is the perfect time to play the Falcons.
And the Giants have had success going to Atlanta. Well, you know what Serby just did? He kept him quiet.
This is a perfect...
I'd like to see if...
this is a perfect week to have Serby on, because what can you take from the Giants' performance and have a problem with it? I mean, we could nitpick and say, oh, the defense gave up too many yards, this and that. But really, I mean, it was a dominating performance against a New Orleans team that has no defense and no special teams.
You see, you can only hope to contain Fooch. You can't stop it.
What I'm trying to say is it's hard not to believe that the Giants are about to play consistent football. However, you know, the Falcons have some great wide receivers. It should be a great matchup.
There was plenty to work on coming out of that game, all right? You don't need to throw a pick six to get things started. You know what I'm saying?
But they
And we sat here last week and talked about how no Tom Coughlin team is going to have those kinds of penalties again. We get up for our first offensive snap and we have a penalty. So we got things to work on.
That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, but getting back to my point before Fooch interrupted.
Sorry.
Or was it you that interrupted? I forget. But the Falcons do not stop the run. They do not run the ball. And they do not rush the passer.
And somehow they've managed to win 11 games.
But I understand in all the craziness that you just said, I understand what you're saying. They're not physical enough to beat the New York Giants. Because if you're going to beat Big Blue, you better run the ball and you better be physical. And I don't think the Falcons are either.
I hate to agree with him, but...
But we're not going to stay on the Falcons until later. Let's just say one thing, Bobby.
Yeah.
The reason why that penalty and that interception... is because David Wilson changed the whole game with that kickoff return.
What did he have to do with the penalty and the interception?
Well, what I'm saying is that's why the game didn't continue that way.
All right.
He changed the whole outcome of that game.
Yes,
we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we're going to go to our Twitter questions at Giants as we continue with Giants Online after this.
Giants fans, we all know that Hurricane Sandy has devastated many of our communities.
Your support can help the Red Cross provide warm meals, shelter, and hope for the families and friends when they need it the most.
Your donation will provide critical support to those in need. Text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10 or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. Sunday, it's the Giants and the Atlanta Falcons. All right, every week we take questions via Twitter at Giants/chat. All right, MadGreek65 wants to
see
know,
now, Bobby?
Why are the Giants struggling so much against the run?
Well, that's a great question because you would think that with their health now that they'd be stopping it. But I think it's because they're more of a pass-rushing team. I think that that's what they do well. I don't think they're a great run-stopping team.
Well, I think you're wrong. I think they
are a great run-stopping team.
Well, I think Tom Coughlin?
What's the cheat?
He's got his notes. He's got his notes.
Tom Coughlin will not put up, and Perry Fuel will not put up with a soft run defense.
Right.
I think from this point on, you're going to see a different different intensity.
It better start with the linebacker play because that's the middle linebacker.
Well, my man Linval Joseph is going to take care of business, okay?
All right.
I guarantee that.
Okay.
But I just wanted to, you know, Coach Coughlin has been talking about destiny as a choice.
Sure. Here we go.
Right? Destiny is a choice.
Yes.
You've heard him say that?
Yes.
That is correct.
I hate to say
for
it,
us.
But he borrowed that from Williams Jennings Bryant.
Listen.
Did you know that?
The old top cat.
Does he kick for the Falcons?
No, that's Matt Bryant.
Oh, okay.
The old top cat never claims to... You know, to create all these quotes. He's got a few of his own,
okay.
He borrows.
Let me run this one by you. I shall seize fate by the throat. Who said that?
Steve Sarvey.
Latrell Sprewell? No.
No.
Beethoven.
Beethoven.
What else you got?
Okay, I
Do
got.
Do we have enough bandwidth?
No. Hey, we'll get back to
Control
the
your
stuff.
Own destiny or someone else will. Jack Welch. All right?
Wow. I'm going to go church.
Okay, one more. The only person you are destined to become is the person you decide to be. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
I remember him.
Coach Emerson.
I knew he was well read.
Right.
So those are things you can give to Coach Coughlin.
His work in the Post belies the fact that he's well read, but I knew it was down there somewhere.
That's why they call me Mr. Loser.
Yeah.
What can I tell you? Do you have any more?
That's it. Come on, back to the Twitter questions.
All right, this next Twitter question is for you, Steve. This is from Giants, Florida. When will Serby update his photo in the New York Post to reflect his real age?
The guy's 29 years old. Forever.
That photo was taken when I was 75. So, I don't know what... Is that a real Twitter question?
Yes.
At Giants,
Florida. It's one of your relatives in Florida.
You know, if you ever figure out how Twitter actually works, you might actually see these things.
What's wrong with my picture in the Post anyway?
Why don't you put a picture on your Twitter handle?
I have that avatar.
Yeah. I told you. He hasn't quite mastered.
Ask me why I don't follow anybody on Twitter.
Why don't you follow anybody?
Because I'm a leader, not a follower.
Who wrote that?
Ralph Waldo Emerson.
He got those out of books.
All right, next Twitter question. Why do you think Eli, known to be a hard worker, has never been able to fix his interception problem?
I think Eli's a gambler. He's got a little bit of gambler in him, and I think he pushes the envelope a little bit. He's not afraid to throw it up to his wide receivers. He's not afraid to take chances. And sometimes when you're not, let's say, conservative, you get burned.
He's not worried about his quarterback rating.
He's confident.
Right.
Yeah, he can make every throw there is.
He's not afraid of a mistake. He's not.
No, that's why he's an elite quarterback.
Hey, listen,
what Phil Simms says, he's an elite quarterback.
Exactly. He's not saying that much anymore, though.
There's some quarterbacks in this league we've seen time and time again that'll take the sure thing, and all that does is get them 15-play drives that don't score any points.
You're talking about Mark Sanchez?
I'm not talking about anybody in particular. There's no one guy. There are several quarterbacks who play the game that way. Our guy doesn't play the game
that way. By the way, Mark throws interceptions.
By the way, down 25 points, what was Drew Brees throwing those 3-yard passes for?
You know, I was wondering why he was still in the game. I was wondering what they were thinking.
Hey, let's worry about Matt Ryan. Drew Brees is in the rearview mirror.
Oh, I like that.
Right.
Look ahead.
That's the next question.
Build
maybe
a bridge to the next game.
Build
to
a
the
bridge.
Next segment. How about that, where we actually talk
build
about
a bridge to
football?
The next
are we done
do
with
that.
Questions?
I have one more, but we'll get to it in the next segment here on Giants Online on Giants.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Coughlin, head coach of the New York Giants. Watching your child suffer from cancer is almost unimaginable, but it is very real for many families. The J Fund can't make the pain go away, but it can help in so many ways. We are providing financial and emotional aid for more families in the New York, New Jersey area each year.
When it was real bad, they stepped up financially. Words can't even describe what these people have done for us.
For more information, call the number here or visit us at tcjfund.org.
Back here on Giants Online on Giants.com. All right, you asked, you shall receive.
Thank
one
you,
final Twitter question. This comes from KC Kane 33. Between Barton, Randall, and Hickson, why hasn't one emerged as a productive third receiver?
Well, first of all, they've been injured at certain times, but how about the catch Hickson made?
I was going to say, Hickson,
week?
When he's on the field,
exactly.
That's exactly what he is.
And he's going to stay on the field when he makes plays like he did this week against the Saints.
And he better stay on the field because Hakeem Nicks is not Hakeem Nicks.
They need him. You're right. They need him. And the Giant offense is much more fluid when Dominic Hickson's in the lineup and healthy.
You know, I don't know if it was a perfect throw or a perfect catch, but both were
perfect
terrific.
Throw and a great
perfect,
catch.
Perfect observation.
Because Eli made a mistake on the previous series on the same play to Hakeem Nicks where he underthrew it a little bit and the ball got almost intercepted. So then the second time he self-corrected and boom.
Sorry about that, Mr. Hanley.
No. Hickson, you can tell that Eli has tremendous confidence in Hickson. Dominic is always where he's supposed to be and he inevitably makes a key play in a game.
So. As long as he's healthy, he's a weapon.
Hey, and listen, and when he hasn't been, back to this question, back when he wasn't healthy, those other guys, Randall and Barton, both have stepped in at various times. So,
well, hey, David Wilson has stepped to the forefront. Who needs a passing game now?
That's right.
You know what?
Good thing they're not abolishing the kickoff yet.
And he's going to get some more snaps, too, because of the condition of Bradshaw. My question to you, Mr. Serbia, are they ready to give this rookie all these snaps and trust him back there?
Well, he did pick up the free safety blitz last week.
Which Eli pointed out.
Which Eli and the coach pointed out.
That's right. And I think he's ready. I mean, he has waited patiently for his turn. The coaching has brought him along at the perfect pace. And the Falcons are vulnerable to the run. So I think the best is yet to come from young Mr. Wilson.
And with Mike Nolan, the Giants' former defensive coordinator in Atlanta, and a guy that's been known to come up with some interesting blitzes.
I think Mike's been the defensive coordinator for every team.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's good.
Make up for him.
Yeah, Sean Weatherspoon. Now,
we'll
they're
take
banged
care
up
of that
in
the
secondary.
The,
the Falcons have a couple injuries. So is this one of those deals, Eli in the dome, let it roll? Or do you think they look for more of that running game again?
No, I think this is going to be one of those high-scoring games. I think they're going to try and balance, you know, Coach Coughlin, balance. But I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. There's no doubt in my
mind.
You
know, last year when the Giants beat the Falcons 24-2 in the playoff game, Julio Jones averaged only 9.1 yards a catch, or 9.4 yards, one of the two, and Roddy White only 10 yards a catch. So I don't think we'll see the same, you know, with the new offensive coordinator, Matt Ryan's been a lot better, Dirk Cutter. But I do think that the Giants will not let Jones and Roddy White get deep.
And
you throw the ball in the secondary, you better watch out for Stevie Brown.
And you better watch out for the Falcons tight end because he's pretty good too.
Right, and the Falcons and Matt Ryan's record at home
is incredible
than their record on the road.
Although the Giants have beat them 7 straight down there, so something's going to get.
And who have the Falcons played other than the Denver Broncos?
Right, and that's true. That's true. Some of where they are is a function of scheduling, and that's not any fault of their own. I mean, it's just the way
they've beaten who they had. They've beaten who they've played. They're 11-2.
It's a bad matchup.
Let's not knock that.
It's a bad matchup for the Falcons, and you know it.
All right, time for predictions for the game on Sunday.
Well, I don't think anybody believes in the Falcons, and their record is truly unbelievable. However, it's hard for me to imagine the Giants, who need this game more than the Falcons do. I agree with you, Steve. I think the Giants win a 34-31 passing game.
The energy bus in the locker room is ready to head down to Atlanta, and I see a 10-point Giant win.
Oh, here comes Mr. Loser.
Okay. Now, I will give you one stat, though, because I know you like stats.
I love stats.
And quotes.
I was talking to Mike Smith, the head coach of the Falcons this week. Since he's been the head coach there, they're 19-3. Coming off a loss. All right, for Pat Hanlon.
No, wait.
For Pat Hanlon.
Can we just, excuse me.
Where is he going?
No, I just.
Props. I told you.
He's got.
I really admire your work. I want to give you the first Papa Award. All right.
Can you sign that?
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Look at that.
The first Papa Award for Mr. Hanley. Does tremendous work
on
this.
You couldn't have fit that on
your restaurant? Shirt? What restaurant are you promoting today?
This was Taste of the Giants last year.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. All right. So for Steve Serby, Fooch.
You want to see a backflip?
Pat Halen, the first winner.
Yeah. Right, out, that, right out that damn studio
Thanks for joining
door.
Us here on Giants backflip. Online.
That
Giants.
Is a great
com.
Picture,
I hope we get it.
Way.
Watch the backflip. Ready?
Yeah, no, don't hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself.